on Lamed Beis Omer Aleph, the bottom. So the Gemara says that Ula learned that you don't get Malkus and Mammon even if you had Hasra for the Malkus. First we wanted to learn it either from Chovel, and then we wanted to learn it from Edim Zomimim. And then the Gemara said we learn it from both of them together. Gemara says no. Malatzad Hashava Shohen. Maybe there's something that Edim Zomim and Chovel have in common that is not common to Onis and Mefate. What's the Dover Shava Shohen? Shekein Yesh Behem Tzad Chamor. They both have some Chumrah. Now normally this is the opposite of every Tzad Hashava. A Tzad Hashava assumes that if something has a chumrah, maybe that's the reason why it has a different chumrah. But if you see something else doesn't have that chumrah and still has the other chumrah, then it's not mistaber that that chumrah is goring the chumrah, because you see this has that same other chumrah and doesn't have the first chumrah. So the Gemara says, but that other thing has a different chumrah. But it's not mistaber that that's goring, because the first thing doesn't have that chumrah. So there must be something that they have in common that makes them have that din. And then if other things have that same thing in common, that's the same thing. That's the base of a Tzad Hashava. What the Gemara is saying now is Tzad Chomer means each one has some Chumrah, even though it's different, and therefore the Halacha only applies to them. So this klal of Tzad Chomer, the Gemara doesn't always ask. It just asks it when there's another answer that's better. But otherwise, we don't break up a Tzad Hashava by saying, well, this one has one Chumrah, this one has a different Chumrah, maybe those are the Chumrahs that cause it, because that would destroy the whole idea of a Tzad Hashava. But Tzad Chomer, when the Gemara is going to say in the end that it's not from a Tzad Hashava that Ula learns, but it's a Gzeres Shava. Right? When it says, the E, Mamona Lekula, and if paying money is a Kula, like we said yesterday, then each one has to have a tzad kula. Then who shekein yesh b'hem tzad l'hokil hakal. There's a tzad hakal in each one. Each one has a kula that other things may not have. That even though they're different kulas, but maybe that's what's gorim the halacha. So therefore, you can't learn from a tzad hashoda. Ela ula tachas gomer. Ula learned gzeres shoda. Ksiv hocha tachas asher ino. Right, by onus and mafat it says tachas asher ina, or by onus uksiv hosom ayin tachas ayin ma hosom mamona mishali milka lalaki af kol hecha deika mamona umalkos mamona mishali milka lalaki. So you learn from gzereshova, and gzereshova Rashi says tachas gomer gzereshova mufnehi. So gzereshova, where the word is extra, one of the sides of the gzereshova, the word is not needed for anything else, so it comes to specifically for the Gzeres Shava, then the halacha is lemeidin vein meshivin. You learn from a Gzeres Shava like that, even if there's questions on it, and they're not exactly the same, still you learn out the halacha one from the other. So over here, even though you could say maybe there's a tzad kula or a tzad chumra by Chovel, it still is irrelevant since there's a Gzeres Shava. Okay, Tosus says, since we're learning now from a Gzeres Shava, it could be that Ula holds that you only pay and don't get Malkus by these three things. By Edim Zomim, where it says Betherish, by Chovel, where it says Betherish, and there's a Gzeres Shava to Onis also. But other cases, maybe Ula doesn't hold that. Maybe in other cases, Ula holds that you do get Malkus and you don't pay. Okay. Just like we'll see Rabbi Yochanan holds. But now, that according to the Maskana, that we're only learning from a Gzeres Shava. When we learn from a Tzad Hashava, so you learn everything. Everything you learn out, not just onus. But now we're learning from Gzeres Shava, it only applies to onus. So it could be that Tosa says it could be that Ula would only hold of this halacha by these three cases specifically. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Rabbi Yochanan argues on Ula. Afilu tema achosu nara. You could even say that our Mishnah is talking about the Mishnah in Malkus is talking about achoso nara, right? V'chora, then why should you get Malkus? You have to pay, right? Kanchi hisrubo, kanchi lo hisrubo. Rabbi Yochanan learns that if you gave hasra for Malkus, you get Malkus and you don't get tashlumim. not like Ulav. But if you didn't give Hasra'ah for Malkus, then you pay. So our Mishnah, which says you pay a Knas, is talking where you didn't give Hasra'ah for Malkus. And the what's it called, the Mishnah in Malkus, that says you do get Malkus, is talking by a Nara, where normally there would be a Knas, but if you gave Hasra'ah for Malkus, you get Malkus, you don't pay. Alma Kesover Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Hecha De'ika Mamanu Malkus, Va'asri Be'i Milki Loki Mamanu L'Shalim. Rabbi Yochanan holds that wherever there's Mamanu Malkus, and you gave Hasra'ah for the Malkus, you get Malkus, you don't pay. Minole Rabbi Yochanan, where does Rabbi Yochanan know that from? Omar Kroa Kedei Rishoso. Right, it says, in the parish of Malkus, you give him one punishment. Kedei Rishoso. Mishum Risho Achas Atomachaivo, the Yatomachaivo Mishum Shte Rishoyos. The Somech Le Arboim Yakenu. It's in the parish of Malkus. So we see you give him one Risho, and which one do you give him? The Malkus, not the Mama. Mara asks on Rabbi Yochanan now from Chovel. Even Rabbi Yochanan admits by Chovel that where there's Malkus and Mamon, right, you get the Mamon, not the Malkus. And if you'll say that's only where you didn't give Hasra'ah for Malkus, but if you gave Hasra'ah for Malkus, then you talk to get Malkus and don't pay. Aval Asru Bay Milka Loki Mamon Lo Meshalim. Rabbi Yochanan said himself, he called Hakosh Ein Bo Shava Prut Alokim. Rabbi Yochanan said, if you hit somebody a maka that there's not any payment because it's less than a shava pruta, then you get malchus. Or says Hechidami, Idalo Asru Bei Amelokim. Right? If you didn't give Hasra, why is there malchus? Elapshita Dasrabe. It must be talking where you gave Hasra, and still the only reason you get malchus is because there's no mammon, because it's less than a shava pruta. The time of the less Bo Shava Pruta. Right, so you see that Rabbi Yochanan holds also that if there would be tashlumin, you'd pay and not get malchus. So Mara says, "Kedah Omer Rebeloi, the Feirish Ripsa Torah Edim Zomim Tashlumim." Just like by Edim Zomim, the Torah said that you pay and you don't get malchus. It's the exception to the rule according to Rabbi Yochanan. So too, one second. Hachanami b'feirish ripsa Torah chovel b'chaveru tashlum. What's it called? Same thing. It's a special yotzim in a klal. Chovel is also a yotzim in a klal that you get tashlumim and not malchus. In other words, in those two cases, he agrees to ula, but those are the exception, and he doesn't learn the gzeirah shavah. He learns from kedei rishoso that by onus you would get malchus and not pay if you had asura. The Hecha Itma de Rabbi Loi. Where would the Rabbi Loi say his din that by Edim Zomimim it's the exception to the rule according to Rabbi Yochanan, right? That you pay and don't get Malkus. Aha, Me'idim Anu Es Ish Ploni Shechayv L'Chaver Masayim Zuz the Nimtzu Zomimim. Right, two Edim came and they said that Reuven owes Shimon $200, and then they were found to be Zomimim. So Lokim U'Meshalmim, they have to get, they get Malkus and they have to pay. Reb Meir holds you get both because it's not for the same lav. The reason that you're getting malchus is because of losane, and the reason you're paying the $200 is because of kasher zoma. So since they're two separate chiyuv, and you get both of them, right? You're not getting two punishments for the same chiyuv. You're getting two different punishments or two different chiyuv, and that's what Reb Meir holds. The chachomim omrim, no, since it all happened through one maisa. Kol ha-mishalim ain't a loke. You pay and you don't get malchus. The Gemara says the name of kol ha-loke ain't a mishalim. Let's say the opposite, that you should get malchus and not pay. Rebbe Loi, this is what Rebbe Loi said his din. Betheirish ripsa Torah edim zom letashlumim. Heichen ripsa Torah michti ksi vasisim lo kasher zomam lasos liochim. Where does the Torah say betheirish you pay and not get malchus? Because it says you do to him kasher zomam lasos liochim. Then it says after that, Yad Biyad, Lomali. Why does it say, you say, whatever you do? Why do you have to mention now, Yad Biyad? Dover Hanita Miyad Liyad. Umayni Umama. Right? Something that's given from hand to hand, meaning you pay. So here the Torah says, Betheris, you do Yad Liyad. Right? If there's Malkus and Mammon, do the Yad Liyad one, the one that's given from hand to hand, which is Mammon. Chovel b'chaveru nami, and so by chovel b'chaveru also, there's a b'feirish riboy that you pay and don't get malchus. Michti. Ksiv kashir also kenyi also lo. It says whatever he did, you do to him. Kenyi nosing bo lomo. After that it says kenyi nosing bo. Kashir yitay mum bo adam kenyi nosing bo. Why does that have to say it again? Dover shiyesh bo nesina. Umayni umaman. To tell me that what you do, if there's malchus and mammon, the nesina one, the one you give, that's the one that you have to do. Rashi. Afilu tema hahida makas ba chosunara. Rabbi Yochanan holds not like Ula, that you could say that the Gemara in Makas is talking by a nara where there's a knas, and still you get malchus and not the knas. And it's talking where you gave hasra, so there's malchus, and there would be a chiyuv mammon, and you only get one, you get the malchus. And the Mishnah over here is what's it called, where you didn't get hasra, so there's only tashlumi. Right, since it says by Adam Zom, Kedei Rishasa, by Malchus. And it says Malchus, so you get one of the punishments, and the one that you get is Malchus. Beferish Rib, so the Kamei Meforesh Eicha. The Gemara is going to explain in a little while, we already learned it, where we know, where the Torah said Beferish, that both Adam Zomimim and Chovel are Chayiv Malchus, Chayiv Mammon and not Malchus. Shalom Hashem Avili Makas. Rameir holds that since the two lavim, even though you did them at the same time, but the reason why you're chayiv is for two different reasons, you get Malkus and Mammon. Hamikra Mavili De Malkus Einu Mavili Tashlumin. The same pasuk that's Mechayiv the Malkus is not Mechayiv the Tashlumin. Malkus mi Losane. Malkus you get from Losane. Tashlumin mi Kasher Zoma. And the Tashlumin is from Kasher Zoma. The Kivan, the Shnei Shem, or Saint Chayilon, the Rameir holds, since they're two different Isurim, even though you did them in one Maisa, you get two punishments. And the Rabbanan hold, no, since in one Maisa, for one Maisa, you don't get two punishments. Name a Kol Alok Enu Mashalim, the Nidaini B'Malkus, Maishno Momon de Pshitalu. Why by Enu Zomim is it so simple that everybody holds that where there's Momon and Malkus, you get the Momon, not the Malkus? Yad biyad, somech lelo sochus ein chon nefesh benefesh yad biyad. Yad biyad comes to tell me that you get mammon and not malchus. Kenyan nosin by chovel says kenyan nosin kashi yitei mum ba'adam kenyan nosin bo. Right, so that kenyan nosin comes to tell me dover hanitin miyad liyad that you get mammon and not malchus. So we come out that according to Ula, either by onus. Surely by Chovel and by Edim Zomimim, you always pay and you don't get Malkus, even if there's Hasra. Right? Could be that Ulas would learn from these three, everywhere else in the Torah too. Could be. The Tosu says, could be only these three. But for sure, by our case of onus, there Ula holds that even if you got Hasra for Malkus, you get pay Mammon and you don't get Malkus. Rabbi Yochanan holds that you always, if you get Hasra for Malkus, you always get the Malkus, you don't pay the money. Except by Edim Zomimim and Chovel. That's the exception. And everywhere else, including Onis, if you had Hasra for Malkus, you get Malkus, you don't pay. If you didn't have Hasra for Malkus, then you pay. That's the machlokus between Ula and Rabbi Yochanan.